and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God take a man who experienced the devastation of the Vietnam War, racial injustice, drug abuse? How does God take one to become a messenger of hope through Jesus Christ? How does God take that man and, along with his wife, raise a family in a marriage of 45 years? Well, this is the story of Pastor Marshall and Katika Brandon of Akron, Ohio. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio show is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Lord Jesus who has touched the heart of Pastor Marshall and Katika, and to let you know that the loving arms of Jesus are reaching out to you. Yes, Jesus, who loves you so much, dear one, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Pastor Marshall and Katika Brandon, is here to touch your heart. With his arms of love, will you open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. And I believe that if you already know the Lord, well, you're in for a blessing indeed. Marshall and Katika Brandon, they've been involved in ministry for 40 years. Addiction recovery, racial reconciliation, prison ministry, and homeless ministry. They are founders and directors of a re-entry home for the incarcerated and founders of Highland Square Church. Marshall currently serves as an elder at Citizens Akron Church and chaplain at Parkman Recovery Detox and Treatment Center. Pastor Marshall and Katika, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. We are so pleased and honored to be here today.
Thank you.
Well, we are in the middle of the COVID pandemic. How have you been coping under these circumstances?
That's a great question. Personally, I had to make adjustments like everyone else, and just it has changed my world in many ways in terms of what you do and how you do it and when you do it and those kind of things. So my dear wife and I initially have probably self-quarantined probably the first 10 or 12 weeks, right, honey? And that was from everyone, even our, you know, children and grandchildren. So we have started to have some meetings with them in person with correct social distancing and those kind of things. But that's how we've been dealing with it, taking it one day at a time, thanking God for each and every day.
Yes, we had loosened up a little bit, probably, I would have to say, in May. We have a daughter and son-in-law and their four grandchildren in the Atlanta area, and they came up to Ohio for some family reasons. And so we had an opportunity to start loosening up then. And we are still very careful. Obviously, we try to, we do follow the protocol of mask and when all possible, keeping in a minimum of 6 feet distance from other people. And We take advantage of going to the store early for those hours for people who are at risk. I have an autoimmune disease, and so I have to be very careful. And we also have a grandson who is autoimmune deficient as well. So we've got a number of reasons why we need to be careful.
Mm. Extra careful. Mm-hmm. Katika, Pastor Marshall, where did you grow up? I know we mentioned Ohio, Akron, Ohio, where you are now, but where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Akron, Ohio. Mm. Born and raised here. Moved away briefly and lived in Washington, D.C. I dropped out of college in my sophomore year. And after a little over a year, realized that I needed to finish school. So then I came back to Akron to finish college that's where I met Marshall.
And how about Marshall?
I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. I was born in Alabama, and my parents migrated to Youngstown, Ohio. And my father was a steel worker, and I grew up there in Youngstown, Ohio, until the time I entered the service. And so primarily, most of my young growth was in Youngstown, Ohio. Some of my formative years, I should say.
There you go.
Well, during those years, Marshall, who influenced you most?
Well, I can tell you who influenced me most was my mom. She was just an incredible person dealing with all that we were up against. I appreciate that even more now as I have matured and become an adult myself. But just keeping us together, keeping us food on the table, doing what she had to do, working extra hours, day jobs, so on and so forth, and trying to give us a good some good moral standards, even though we weren't Christians per se. But so she definitely influenced me. Ruth Brandon influenced me significantly.
Oh, I love that. Ruth Branded. Wow.
How about you, Katika?
Well, I would have to say I was blessed to have a number of positive influences in my family. My mother was very hardworking. She worked part-time. My father was very hardworking, and he often worked two, maybe three jobs, depending on what was needed by the family. He was primarily employed by the postal office the majority of my youth, but would take on part-time jobs. He was a very loving, caring individual. My mom worked as an administrative assistant with the local children's services home. And so she worked around and worked with children who were displaced from their families for a variety of reasons. Had two great aunts, in particular, my Aunt Lane and my Aunt Lenny, and wonderful grandmothers. My father's father passed when he was in the 10th grade, so I never got an opportunity to meet him. My mother's father was in the area and very quiet, soft-spoken man. So there were a lot of good influence, I would have to say, in my family. Mm.
Marshall, how did you become a Christian?
Well, okay, how did I become a Christian? when I look back on it, I see God's hand in it in many different ways, in planting and people praying for me and those kind of things. But the turning point for me was in 1977. And prior to that, there were Christians who I ran into, witnessed to me. One guy in particular, I remember he really challenged me. I never forget, he asked me, did I know Jesus Christ as my Savior? Simple as that. And I had to say no. But I never forgot him. I never forgot him because he because of his witness. He was peaceful. I could see the Lord in his eyes, a gentle man. And but I never forgot him. So fast forward, went into a lot of things. I got strung out on drugs. We got married. I got married in the middle of that. My wife and I struggled through all of that. She was faithful to stay with me up until a certain point. And so she left and was on her way to divorce court. I was trying to hold on the best I could to her because I didn't want to lose her. I loved her. But things were going forward. I was out doing my thing. I mean, I was doing everything the drug addicts do, lying, cheating, stealing, you name it. I was doing all of that. And one day I went by her house, so just to kind of shorten the story up some, I noticed something different about her when I saw her that day. And in my recollection, she witnessed to me. She told me that things had changed for her, and I saw peace in her. And what I saw in her was something I said, that's what I want. That's what I've been looking for. I didn't know that, but I saw it in her. I said, I want that. So she witnessed to me and invited me out to church. And so I went to church, not to hear Jesus or hear from God. I went to church after this woman. My goal was to get her back. So I went with all the wrong motives, wrong reasons. And when I got there, and it wasn't one time, but, you know, just lying. And she would just was patient with me. Say, I'll pick you up. You want to go to church? And I'd say, yeah. And I wouldn't show up. And she'd say, how about next week then? You know, so she stayed with me. And I went and I began to hear the word of God. And God began to speak to my heart. While I was there for one reason, God obviously had another reason. And the truth of God's word began to penetrate my heart and break down my cold, stony heart. And I heard the good news of Jesus, that he loved me and that he would forgive me and that he cared about me. And with that, I yielded over probably a 3-month period or so, going different times. And I said yes in 1977, I believe it was June of 77. At this little church of mine, we had what we called an altar call. They would invite you to come up and pray at the end of the service if you wanted to receive Christ as your Savior. And I can remember that night sitting on the edge of my seat as the Holy Spirit was drawing me. And when he gave the invitation, I ran down the aisle. And I had been, it's important to know that I had some theater background. So I was faking and playing and trying to win this woman back again. All this was part of the story. And so I didn't know what I was acting like a Christian. I was looking around, how did he do this? So when they clapped, I clapped. When they stood, I stood, you know. And then he gave the message and said, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, man, as soon as I get together, I like what these Christians are doing. Well, I need to fix a few things in my life. When I do that, then maybe I can become a Christian. And this night, he preached, behold, today is the day of salvation. Come as you are. And God gave me the truth that I didn't need to change anything. I couldn't change anything on my own, but I could come just as I was. I said, I can come as I am, just as you are. So I went down and prayed a prayer of faith and asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. And he did. And everything changed from there. And I did. I was, you know, I was obviously the process of growing in Christ, but my life as it was not the same ever again for Tika and I and myself.
Mm. Well, Pastor Brandon, your turning point in many ways hinged on your dear wife, Katika, and her change and her experience with Christ. And when we come back from our break, as you have shared, I know Suzanne will not let us go forward without finding out more how Katika experienced her transformation moment with the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, as you listen to Pastor Marshall and Katika Brandon, it's these turning point moments of our lives. Sometimes we don't even know how to describe all of it. But the Lord is at work, even as he's at work in your heart and in your life right now. More from Marshall and Katiga Brandon, heart to heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, just think about it. I mean, when God gives you a story, when you've lived through stuff in life, I mean, things that in some ways are unspeakable, when others around you have shown love, love unending with grace upon grace, and then God comes through Christ and touches your heart by the power of His Spirit. Well, that's something not only to talk about, perhaps that is something to write about. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. And we are grateful that you're with us today. Thanks for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of that last segment, hey, you can get this program in its entirety for free. A gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download it. Send it to a family member or friend. It's yours. This and other shows like it. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Suzanne?
Katina, tell us how Christ captured your heart, how you became a Christian.
Well, I think I just have to say that I was raised in a home that was religious. Mm-hmm. We went to church. We were part of a very traditional denomination. And so I knew something about God, and I knew a little something about Jesus Christ, but I did not have a relationship with him. And as I stated, we were just more churchgoers, even though my mother was involved. my father would come on Easter and Christmas, and he would participate in the men's fellowship of making Easter morning breakfast and those kinds of things. And so that was kind of my church background. And so once I graduated from high school, and I graduated early, when at 17, my parents said that we had the option of either continuing to go to church or not going to church, and I chose the latter. I chose not to continue to go to church. I started in college, got heavily involved with the Black Power movement on campus and even on a national basis. And so that kind of became my religion, my faith, and I became very humanistic in my approach to life. So to make a long story short, I did that, and then at some point, in my junior year, I decided to move to D.C. with a girlfriend. My brother was already living there. He was attending Howard University. And so I wanted to just get involved more in big city life. I wanted to leave Akron. And so I did just that. After spending some time there and realizing the kind of employment I could get if I had a degree and not wanting to learn to lose my credits, I headed back to finish my degree. Then I was headed back out again, and that's where I met Marshall. So Marshall has given you a little bit of our background, so I won't prolong that. It was tough. It was, we were together. We lived together for about a year, and then we got married. And by our second anniversary, the day after I was moving out, I was done. It was very difficult, and I felt that, boy, my biggest problem was that I had married him, and you know, it started the process of getting a divorce. Had started hanging out with old friends and just trying to get back into a lifestyle that I felt that I'm close. I was suited for, and that can be further from the truth. And as I pursued it, there was this longing, this emptiness that wasn't being filled. And I had gotten sick one weekend, and it was a bad case of the flu. I woke up one morning and Sunday morning, and out of the blue, just called my mother and said, Mom, you know, I think I want to go to church with you. And as Marshall said, we had had a dear friend who had been subtly witnessing to us, maybe not so subtle, because he came in our house with a Bible in his hand. And and I had continued with this relationship with this friend of ours, who initially was my friend and became both of our friends. And he continued to witness to me. And so I decided I was going to go to church with my mom. And she said, oh, I'm not going to our church. I'm going to a club member's church, but I can change. I said, no, let's go there. And so to make a long story short, we went to this little old storefront church, and I heard the gospel like I had never heard before, and it just resonated with my soul. And that was that Sunday. They said that they had a Wednesday evening service. I went back that Wednesday, and then I went back the following Sunday, and I kept going, and my friend had suggested that even prior to this, he said, you know, I told him, you know, that I was going to this little church. He said, I was just going to recommend that you go to that church. And you just saw God's hand all over it. And so anyways, I started reading the book of John, and right there in my little apartment, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I mean, it was like a light went on. I said, you know, this is who I need. I need to surrender my life to Him. I need to ask for forgiveness of my sins. I need to experience the love of Jesus. And when I did, it was just like a weight was lifted up off of me. I mean, I had a physical experience right there by myself in my tiny little apartment. And when I went back to that service, the next service, I was just joyous beyond words. And when I reflect upon that, I still get choked up about how God brought me to Himself. And so that's how I came to know Him. I have to say this. When I shared with Marshall, my husband, I shared my faith as best as I could as a new and baby in Christ. And I just knew that this is what he needed. I had no intention of wanting to reconcile with him. I was pretty much done with the marriage. And but God had a different plan for us.
So, thank you so much, Katika. That is such, both of your stories are so powerful for our listeners. Thank you.
Katika, I think this would be a perfect time. I just sense that under the stress that people are feeling, if there were marriages that were already frayed, maybe they're just things have cut loose like never before. And if there was hopelessness, that has gone to an nth degree under these circumstances. So I'm just wondering if you would lead in a prayer. Perhaps a woman is wrestling right now and is done, in her mind, it's done. She's resonating with you, everything but that extra hold on. But they're listening. She's listening to this program right now. And the Lord is speaking to her through you. Katika, I'm wondering if you can pray. And then I'd like to ask Marshall, Pastor Marshall, if you could pray also for a dear man who might be at his wit's end as well. I believe this is an anointed moment to bring someone back from the pit of giving up. Could you do that? Katika, lead us, and then Pastor Brandon, pray also.
Yes, I'd love to do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, precious Jesus, we just come before you right now. We know, dear Lord, this is not by happenstance that we are on this program today and that there are people who are listening who may have a similar story, dear Lord. There may be women, a woman out there, dear Lord, who is experiencing, dear Lord, what I experienced so many years ago, dear Lord, who feels hopelessness in her marriage, dear Lord. It may be an addiction. Maybe it's not a drug addiction. Maybe it's a porn addiction. Maybe it's gambling, dear Lord. Maybe it's a number of other things, dear Lord. A workaholic, dear Lord. Dear Lord, and this woman, this wife, dear Lord, is feeling like this is hopeless, that there is nothing, absolutely nothing that can be done, dear Lord, to bring back the love, to bring back the respect, dear Lord, to bring back the oneness of the marriage that she once had, dear Lord. I'm living proof, dear Lord, and I just right now would like to ask you in the name of Jesus, dear Lord, to touch that person's life right now, dear Lord. May they know, dear Lord, that there is hope in you, dear Lord, that you are the mender of all things, dear Lord, that you are the great physician, not only physically, but but emotionally and spiritually, dear Lord. And that through all and through Christ, we can do all things, dear Lord. I pray right now that you would give that person hope, the hope that only comes through knowing you as their Savior and their Lord, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that you would be faithful in the lives of those who are holding on to their marriages under much stress, dear Lord, who perhaps don't see daylight, dear Lord, right now. But, dear Lord, it's always darkest before the dawn. And I just ask, dear Lord, and pray, dear Lord, that you would give them strength and the courage and the faith to stay, to hang on for those who need to hang on, dear Lord. And I pray for those who don't know you, dear Lord, and are in the sound of our voice right now, dear Lord, that they will come to the saving knowledge of your grace, that they would experience your love, dear Lord, that they would, from that, gain the strength and the perseverance, dear Lord, to do what's honoring to you, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, I pray right now for that one who's closest to hell, dear Lord, that they will come to know you before it's eternally too late. I pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I agree with what Katika has prayed, Lord. We thank you for the, again, the privilege to enter in with you, that you are with us always. You never leave us or forsake us. And even right now, again, as she has prayed, we know it's providential. You're a providential God. And there is someone, Lord, who is we'll hear this today and find hope. Money can't buy it. Pleasure can't give it. It's found in Jesus Christ. Lord, you came to give us not only life, but the abundant life. And you having a relationship with you is the greatest thing ever. There's nothing better. So we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will draw someone to you today.
Yes,
that they will come to know you as their personal Savior. And that they will fall in love with you. And then they will begin to love others. And they'll be able to pass that love on to others. Lord, that's our mission. That's our purpose, is to glorify you and to see everyone come into the kingdom. That's why you came, Lord. You came because you love this world. You didn't come to condemn this world, that the world might be saved through you. So, Lord, do what only you can do in the hearts of all of our lives, first of all. Our lives, those of us on this program today, we surrender new and afresh. And those who are listening, the one that you're calling right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray they will respond to that call. Make yourself real to them, Lord, so real that they can't deny that you are God of heaven and earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
That's a prayer from Pastor Marshall and Katika Brandon from Akron, Ohio. When we come back from our break, more from them sharing heart to heart with you about a book called Someplace to Be Somebody. We'll find out how that title emerged, how God gave them that vision. Pastor Brandon was also part of an interesting story of a life of a man on his own wit's end, willing to end it all. And God used Pastor Brandon to turn things around in his life. He'll share more about that and his book. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Marshall Brandon is a chaplain and community liaison at Parkman Recovery Center, and he's joining us today with his wife, Katika, and we're grateful that they're with us, joining us from Akron, Ohio. Pastor Brandon, tell us about your book, Someplace to Be Somebody. How did the idea emerge?
Thank you. That's a great question, Danny. The book, and I'll say this, and I hope I said in the right spirit, but it's really God's book. We know the Bible is God's book, but I like to think of his story in my life, history, a play on that word, if you will. And because of what he's done in my life, I'm trying to share that with the world. And so it's a testimony to God's goodness, his grace, his forgiveness in the life of a man who was far, far away from God. And yet he loved me. He demonstrated that love toward me while I was yet a sinner. He died for me. So this book is me telling how God worked in my life, in our life, if you will, because I'm not alone, obviously, with my family, and how he impacted it. Always starting back there, the migration from Alabama, Youngstown, alcoholic father, and just how God worked in that and had his hand in my life, even though I didn't recognize that he did. That he was keeping me because he had a plan for me. And so the book is about that. It takes the journey through the family, my time in Vietnam, my 11 months, 26 days in Southeast Asia, came back militant, angry, bitter, as a black man. A lot of what we're seeing today, the racism, stuff you experience, how I went through that, how I got through that, how PTSD and how I got incarcerated, worked through the incarceration, came out, met Katika. And then part of that journey, we gave you some of that today already, but sort of it's about that and feeling like you were nobody. Many times we're told that, and especially in America, I just think about American history when I was in school, and there wasn't a lot mentioned about black people. And I used to sit there just having a kind of moment like, do black people do anything? You know, because we were excluded from the history book. And so the message was, you're nobody. You're not, you know, not even some people, not even considered human. We were fighting for human rights. Man, I'm a human being, you know, and it seems like something that's even going on now. But man, you just don't kill another human being like that. So anyhow, the book tells that story, that journey up through the South. So it isn't all about that, but it's about the redemption of Christ and God coming into my life and how these last 44 years have been such a blessing to grow in God and how he's worked in that and given me the wonderful privilege, us the wonderful privilege to serve him with the call as a pastor which I ran from. I said, no, I couldn't be there. I'm a drug addict. I'm on a lot of things. I'm not worthy. He says, you're right, you are, but I'm worthy. So I'm calling you. You go, and I'll give you what you need, and I'll give you who you need. And you just surrender to my call. So that's what the book is about. So it's a wonderful story of redemption where I was a nobody, but God made me a somebody in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You've done so much as a team in ministry, Marshall and Katika. How did that impact your family?
I think, you want to say it?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I think in a wonderful way, because we have to live out our faith. And I think it's no better way for your family to see God at work in you than not just hear of the word, but to be doers of the word. So God called us right back in the ministry right away and knew that we had to go back and share some of our story, what God had done for us. And we're so excited about the power of Christ. We have more hope for you than you have for yourself, because we know what Jesus can do.
Amen.
So we go sharing that story. We went right away. We started probably the first couple of years after Tink and I had reconciled. We started doing prison ministry. And so we did that almost 25, 30 years. In some ways, we're still involved, but not in the same kind of way. So we trained some other people to take on that mission who are currently still doing some of that. So that's how, you know, some of that has worked out in our family. And our children are believers. You know, you pray for your children. As Teek said, you can be raised in a Christian home. It doesn't make you a Christian, right? Any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger, right? So we know that it's important to live that out as believers with the power of the Holy Spirit, for them to see Christ and desire, man, I want mom's God. I want dad's God. And we are grateful to God answered that prayer, that both of our children are born-again believers.
Well, when we come back from our break, we need to hear. I know Suzanne is just chomping at the bit to ask this question about an encounter with a man who was so desperate he was about to take his life. God did something through you, Pastor Marshall Brandon, and it has had and will continue to have impact on many people's lives. So we can't wait to hear that. The book is called Someplace to Be Somebody. It's a story of Pastor Marshall Brandon. But there's more. We've got one more segment with them. We treasure our time with them and with you, because we believe and know that God is working powerfully in your life. So stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Marshall and Tika Brandon from Akron, Ohio, they're joining us today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We are blessed that you're with us. We're blessed that we're together. And we want you to know that in this moment, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, however rough things might be, dear friend, there is always hope in Jesus. And in this last segment, I believe the Lord will speak to you in a special way. So open your heart. Would you do that? Open your heart to receive what the Lord has to say to you, dear friend. Again, find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Suzanne?
I want to preface this question, Pastor Marshall, if I may, to have our listeners hear the presence of God in this story. And I would like you to share as much as you feel comfortable about having a man come to see you at church who was so desperate he was planning to end his life, and you weren't there, and he drove off. And can you pick it up from there for us?
Yes, I can, Suzanne. Yeah, I was off that day, and this is what was told me. I wasn't actually there for that, but Sands tells me. But I know my secretary or my administrative assistant called and said that Sanch had come in and wanted to see me. And I said, well, can you get in touch with him? I'll come into the office. And I'm just cognizant that God wants us to share. So being a pastor at this church, of course, the goal is to shepherd, but always looking for an opportunity to encourage people in the faith and share the gospel and the good news, the one and only hope, the one and only answer for the world today, Jesus. So we're always looking for that. So I would seek stands in the congregation, but I could never get close to him because he skirted away, and I try to get over and give him a hug, or shake his hand or something. But this day, I had the privilege of going into my office, and Sanj came in, and just in a very bad place. He was crying, weeping, and began to tell me his story of where he was and confessing to me all that he had been through and that was doing and where he was currently with his wife preparing to divorce him, and that he wanted to end it all. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, I was able to give him encouragement that there was hope and that what his lifestyle was not working out for him. And Sanchez was a man who was doing a lot of good, well, in terms of very successful man in terms of the world, and had tried a lot of different things, but none of it was satisfying to him, obviously. So I had the wonderful privilege of sharing the gospel and praying the prayer of faith with Sanj, and Sanj received Jesus Christ as his Savior on that day, and everything changed. I just saw his countenance change right away. I said, wait a minute, let me get you a Bible. Do you have a Bible? He said, no. So I went and got him. I kept these Bibles, these New Believer Bibles that I could, that was with a lot of great commentary to help new believers with questions. And I went and got one, tore the cover off, the cellophane off, and gave it to him, autographed it, as I call it, and gave him some scripture in there that he should start reading. And from there, God, again, the work began. And Stan tells the story of how he called his wife, and it goes on from there. What a wonderful story. What a wonderful Savior, and how he redeems.
And how God is using him in thousands of lives today through the Ravi Zachariah ministry. It's just, it's a wonderful story. Thank you so much.
Katika, it sounded like you were going to say something.
Well, I think what was really, to me, one of the things that was so outstanding is that I think that, Donna, you had mentioned that he actually had left and driven away and was going to take his life. And my, I remember I was in the kitchen with my husband when he got the phone call. And it's funny, you know, and he said, you know, when he said, when he found out it was Sanj, he wanted, he said, I need to go out here and see what, he, you know, what he wants or what he needs. And so there was an urgency to when he left. And Lisa had his number. I don't know. That was his administrative assistant. She somehow was able to call him and get him to come back. But, you know, you just saw God working and all of that from, and how Satan had wanted to thwart it. But he wasn't able to. That God just, you know, just had his hands upon Sanj and his life and the life of his family and all the, like you said, thousands and millions of people that he, God has given them an opportunity to minister to. And, you know, it's an extraordinary story of God's supernatural power in our lives, you know, if we allow that to happen.
And the sovereignty of God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen.
Well, I think there's a message here on two levels. The first one I observe is the significance, the spiritual impact on one life. We never know what God is going to do in the life of someone that he leads us to reach or who he brings into our lives. And I don't think we need to think, overthink it. Just take it as the Lord bringing us together, as he did you, Pastor Brandon, with Sanj Kalra. The second thing, though, is, and I'd like for you to speak to someone right now. It's sort of an underlying thread, but I feel this pulse under the circumstances that we are in. And in these closing moments, we've just got a couple minutes left. Pastor Brandon and Katika, maybe a moment each, to someone who's in a very desperate moment right now, a word of hope, if you could share something with them heart to heart right now.
Yes, I'd like to share that God loves you. The message of the cross, the message of the Bible, is that you are loved by God, that you have significance, and you have worth to God Almighty. And he cares about your situation individually. And he desires this relationship with you, where he will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And he will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And so if you are feeling that today, if you are at your wit's end or feeling at your lowest point, know that you are loved. You're loved. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. And I encourage you to surrender your life to him and allow him to do for you what only he can do. And he will never be the same again.
Katika? Yes.
I can't add anything more to that. You know, it's God's love that has us right here, right now, together. you know, sharing with you all how he's impacted our lives. And I, you know, all I can say is that it is his love. His love for you. And you can insert your name in there because he loves you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows everything that you've gone through and will go through. And he knows every sin that you've committed. And he loved us so much. And he loved you so much that he sent his son to die for those sins. And now that son is sitting right at his side, making intercession right now for you. You know, he's calling you because he wants to have that personal relationship with you and because he has a wonderful plan for your life. I never in a million years would have even dreamed that my life would have turned out the way it turned out. I never in a million years would dream that our marriage would be what it is to do. It, what it is today, and how God has used us and our to impact our family. Our family members have come to know him, and the outreach that he's given us, not only in this country, but in countries and all over the world, we've had an opportunity to go on mission trips and to minister to others. And so for those of you who are looking at your marriages and saying that it can't be saved, yeah, you by yourself, I would probably agree. But with Christ, all things are possible. Yes. And, you know, I just want to encourage those who are feeling weary that God wants to carry your burden.
And I think with that encouragement, I would just follow along and say, in this moment, in this COVID era, go ahead, go online. If you have a friend that you know is a believer, contact that friend. And I would say, dear friend, if that's you, welcome this person who is asking and seeking, because these are some of the most tenuous moments, and yet it's the most opportune with the hope that is found in Jesus. Go ahead and do that. Pastor Brandon and Katika, thank you so much for being with us today. You are a blessing. We're grateful for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been
a blessing.
Heartfelt words from Marshall and Katika Brandon. Dear friend, you know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, just like we've spoken. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Marshall and Katika Brandon. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll